It was at this point that I asked the patient's tearful friend to join her at the microphone.
So proud of her.
Oh, come up here. You want to talk about it?
And I have nothing. It's so funny to see that because I don't think, you know, I mean, what are you going to do?
Why don't you just pull your seat up?
If somebody else were handed the same thing, what are you going to do? I find it funny that she's saying this because to me it's like there's no other way to be.
Right.
You can't.
Well, you can always shrivel up and not bite, but that's not the way it's going to be.
No. And to me it's like that doesn't exist.
How often do you all see each other?
Well, we're on the phone just about every day.
Or more than once a day.
Yeah. I use Jerry, and I use the word use. I need Jerry. We all use and need people. She helps me with my kids. Her daughters are the exact. We were pregnant together.
At the same time.
Our daughters.
So how long have you known each other?
Almost 25 years.
Yes. And so we met before we were even married because our friends were mutual. So Jerry has the girls, and I have the boys who are the exact same age.
Like a week apart.
Right. And so they're just driving. You know,
we didn't have sex together.
Nor did we plan it, really. It just kind of happened that way. But I need her. I have a sister, but I cannot speak to my sister. My sister is very judgmental. Jerry is not. That's about the beginning, the middle, and the end of it.
Judgmental about what?
Anything and everything. And so with Jerry, I can be myself, and she'll yell at me if I need the yelling at, and vice versa.
And vice versa. It's an incredible, you know, I have a sister too, and it's just not the same. And I work, so it's a little difficult for us to see each other like Lucy and Ethel, kind of everyday kind of thing. But we try, I mean, I would say we see each other probably about once a week, but we talk at least once a day. Other than when she was just in Europe, which is when we didn't talk, we talked to each other all the time. We've always been close. Even when we first got married, I lived on Miami Beach, she lived down in Kendall, and we still would make plans to do stuff with the kids. And the friendship has grown. I actually lost both of my parents to cancer, to lung cancer. So, you know, I have a little bit of experience with it, and I am her cheerleader, but I'm also the first one to say, you know, do we need to go to Sloan? Or I'm the one that goes on the websites to find out when she tells me she's on the Zometa. I'm the one that goes on and looks it up, so I kind of like have it in the back of my head, not to tell her, but I want to know. So in case she has a question or she's going through something that I can sort of understand, okay, this is sort of what it is. From time to time, I've had to say, look, this is the cutting edge. And it's interesting, the thing what she said about the going with the Dr. Vogel to get the results of the scans, and it happens a lot because she gets the scans a lot, so we got to get the results of the scans, and we played this game for her 50th birthday, which was the first week in June, because her sister couldn't go and I couldn't go either. So I said, why don't you give yourself a 50th birthday present and go by yourself? And then we talked it through and I said, the worst that's going to happen is he's going to say that we're going to have to switch the treatment. And the worst is that, God forbid, it's come up somewhere else, which you've heard before. So why not do that for yourself and prove to yourself that you can do it. And son of a gun, she did. So these are the kinds of things that I try to do for her to get her, you know, a little bit of the fear out of it. I have to tell you, it takes a lot out of me to do it because I love her so much. But I think that she is tough. And I think that that's part of being a partner like this. I consider myself her partner.